This is a Niche Radio podcast. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. 2018 is officially off to a bang, judging by all the traffic on the roads and all the emails that are streaming into my email box. Everybody is back from holiday and we are officially back at work, so it is good to have you back in the land of the living in Joburg or wherever you are, and it is good to have you back and listening to my show, so welcome back. But no need to be blue, I have got some great things that are on the go in and around Joburg to share with you, as well as four competitions that I'm running to win tickets to some local shows that are coming up over the next couple of weeks. So just do stay tuned because those are going to be absolutely great. And if you're looking for some fun stuff to do for the rest of the month, then you definitely want to make sure that you enter those. So stick around. So let's kick off local funny man, Alan Committee, who we absolutely adore, has just returned with his new stand-up show, which is set to be absolutely hilarious, and that is taking place at Monte Cassino, and the show is called Planet Mirth. Now, let's be honest, South Africans are honestly one of the nations that are best prepared to laugh at ourselves, and Alan has just the best shows, and he's absolutely hysterical. So this is his 20th one-man comedy show, and it is a docu-comedy of the highest definition, and it's going to bring all the things that we love about Alan's show. So infectious energy, physical hijinks combined with witty wordplay, and of course, very funny observations. And it's basically, Planet Mirth is a look at, well, just about everything. Our planet has never been in a more precarious state, and that makes it ripe for Committee to unpack how we got here, where we are, and how are we going to move forward. As I said, you'll probably be crying with laughter, and then Alan will help you collect those tears and you can use them to water your garden. No, only kidding. Well, unless you live in Cape Town, that might be something that you want to consider. So be prepared to be amused. The show is running from this Friday, the 19th of January, through to the 25th of February, 2018. Performances are Wednesday through Friday at 8 p.m. and then Saturday there's a matinee at 4 p.m. and then an 8 p.m. show in the evening, and then Sunday there's a matinee at 3 p.m. Tickets range from 100 to 180 rand, and bookings are available on the theatre box office. You can give them a call on 011-511-1818, or you can also visit CompuTicket on CompuTicket.com. So that is Planet Mirth from Alan Committee, and don't miss out because that looks like it is absolutely hysterical. I'm going to go check it out in the next couple of weeks as well. Sticking with comedy, because as they say, laughter is the best medicine. Heading our way on the 10th of February, the Kings and Queens of Comedy heading into its sixth year. And this year, for the first time, they are heading to the Sun Arena at Times Square in Pretoria. This comedy extravaganza is going to see some comedic giants from around South Africa entertaining audiences on Saturday, the 10th of February. So shining up their comical armor and sharpening their super witty swords, the stellar lineup for the Kings and Queens of Comedy includes MC for the evening, Riyad Musa, and then I've just spoken about him, Alan Committee is on the lineup, as well as another comedic legend, Casper de Vries. Donovan Goliath's on there, as well as Jason Goliath, Gilly Apter, Joey Razdin, who I interviewed last year, Leandro Reddy, Mark Lottring, another comedic legend, Milt Sibahagen, Shimmy Isaacs, and there's also a guest appearance from Morgan Beatbox, who is an international beatboxer as well. He's absolutely fantastic. I've seen him perform as well. So there's an absolutely amazing lineup. I'm really, really excited to see this. I'm actually going to be doing a ticket giveaway as well, probably starting next week. So do stick around and make sure to keep an eye on my blog, heatherhook.com. If you love a good comedy show and you want to make sure that you enter to get some tickets to go and see the Kings and Queens of Comedy brought to you by Blue Blood. So that's going to be epic. Yay. So if you want to find out a little bit more about the show and about, of course, all the different comedians, I mean, I've just touched on a couple of them, but there's a whole host of them that are going to be appearing. So if you want to find out a little bit more about the entire lineup, please feel free to head on over to heatherhook.com and go and click on the Kings and Queens of Comedy post and go check it out. If you want to get your tickets, the date again, as I said, Saturday the 10th of February 2018, that's going to take place at the Sun Arena at Times Square in Pretoria. Tickets start at 200 rand and they're available at CompuTickets, So that's CompuTicket.com online and at various retail outlets. The show starts at 8 o'clock. There is a PG rating of 16. Please note, so no under 16s. And if you want to get more information, you can head on over to blueblood.com. That's blue without the E. So blueblood.com. And go check that out. This looks absolutely epic. Love a good laugh. Yay. So that's two great comedy shows to keep your eye out for. Now, one of, you know, I'm a big fan of staycations. Well, so I'm not talking about like staying in my house. But there are a whole bunch of beautiful places to go and have a little stay, like a night stay or two night stay just outside of Joburg, and to feel like you've just sort of escaped the city a little bit. And Joburg is so busy, and I really do believe in taking a little break and a little bit of downtime. And one of my favorite places that I went to, I think twice last year actually, was called Kibbutzkron, which is just outside of Pretoria. And it's not too far out of the city, and it's not too far to drive. And it's sort of like a country estate. It's managed by Fair City Hotels, and they've actually just been awarded the Outstanding Service Award from GoHotels.com. And it's honestly really no surprise. So I've done a whole little write-up on heatherhook.com. I'm not going to chat too much about it, but I just wanted to give a big shout out to Kibbutzkron. I mean, this is just a beautiful, tranquil country estate, 10 minutes outside of central Pretoria, 45 minutes from Sandton, and they really have the most luxurious accommodation, stunning like restaurants and dining, conference facilities, the whole toot. So if you're looking for, you know, maybe you just want to go and have a night away, or you're looking for something maybe romantic to do towards Valentine's Day or something, do go and check out Kibbutzkron. They're absolutely fantastic. You can go and visit their website, kibbutzkron.co.za, or of course head on over to my blog, heatherhook.com, and just click on the Kibbutzkron Receives the Outstanding Service Award post and go and find out more about them. And I've got all their contact details there as well. So one of my favorites. Now, a new place that I recently got to stay at that I'm absolutely crazy about and that I'll definitely be going back to again is called the Cradle Boutique Hotel. Again, also 30 minutes drive from Johannesburg, close to Lanseria Airport, located in the cradle of humankind. I absolutely adored this place. Now, like I said, I don't want to go anywhere that involves planes and passports. I just want to drive, and I just want to have a little bit of a break, have some downtime, and then drive 30 minutes and be back at my house and be able to get back into my hectic schedule. So, yeah, as I said, close to Lanseria Airport, the Cradle Boutique Hotel boasts 16 luxury hip eco timber and thatch rooms, which have private viewing decks, which allows you the opportunity of watching this spectacular African landscape just outside, all fitted, of course, with aircon, ensuite bathrooms, and they've got like TV, they've got DSTV, little mini bar fridges, and like the whole two. They're really cute. So it's almost kind of like staying in like a little Wendy house, but it's like a super duper fancy Wendy house. So I really, really enjoyed staying there. Having coffee on the deck in the morning, looking at this absolutely amazing view. And they have an amazing restaurant. It's a 220-seater restaurant, as well as a downstairs conference venue, but the most amazing views of the Highveld would actually make a great wedding venue as well. And just so much to do there. And I mean, just the views from the restaurant, it's got these high windows, just absolutely, absolutely amazing. And I had the most amazing time visiting and just sort of hanging out. And it would make an ideal place to go and have sort of a long, lazy Sunday lunch, or to spend a Saturday night. Or again, if you're thinking of a romantic escape for Valentine's Day, or, you know, the kids are away and you want to go and spend a Saturday night somewhere, you don't want to drive too far, you just want some peace and quiet and some beautiful views, I can really, really recommend the Cradle Boutique Hotel. So do go and check out my post also on heatherhook.com, or you can head on over directly to their website, which is called the Cradle Boutique Hotel, or cradlehotel.co.za. That's the website directly. It's absolutely stunning. I adored it. Yay. Yay for staycations. I'm definitely going to be doing more of those this year. Now, I recently spent the morning last week with a lady by the name of Liesl Els. Ernie Els's wife. And it was alongside Siemens Home Appliances and Chef Matt Manning as part of the BMW SA Open Golf Championship. And we did a hats and heels breakfast. And it was all surrounded around Liesl and Ernie's Els for Autism Foundation that they established in 2009 with the primary aim of sharing a little bit more about the foundation and just letting people know a little bit more about what Els for Autism is and what all they do at the center, and obviously raising funds for the center as well. So I was lucky enough to chat to Liesl Els one-on-one and find out a little bit more about the center and a little bit more about autism, which is a disease that not many of us know that much about, and how to maybe handle people with autism. So I had a great chat with Liesl. Have a little listen as I chat Els for Autism with Liesl Els.
All right, Liesl, tell us a little bit about the Els for Autism Foundation, how it all started, and your involvement, and yeah, a little bit more about it.
Well, you know, when our son was diagnosed, it was pretty obvious that somewhere we were going to have to, or we were going to do something to give back. We already had a golf foundation at that stage. And I think I've always said to people, your charity picks you, you don't pick your charity. And that's the way it happened in our life. Yeah. And I think in many people's lives, the things that you give to are something that's either related to your family, something that's happened to you in your life. And it's important because that way you're always passionate about it. And I think that's how we should pick the things that we give to in life. And yeah, it has to be from the heart. And for us, it was pretty clear that, you know, we were in England at the time when he was diagnosed, and they were good. But as you start your research, it was pretty clear that the US were miles ahead of everyone else in the world with their research and in how they treated their kids on the spectrum and just the facilities that were available already. So we decided to move. Actually, it was twofold. It wasn't just for the autism. We moved also because our kids were at a stage where they couldn't travel with us all the time. They had to start attending school more permanently. They were getting older. And in England, where we were living at that time, the ground was frozen in January, half of February, so Ernie couldn't practice there, but yet the kids had to be back in school. So the US made it possible for us as a family to be together longer. And it all happened sort of at the same time. He got diagnosed, and that decision, it just made our decision to move there that much easier and made it make sense that much more. For every reason we should move. So we started the foundation not too long after we went public with our son's autism, because so many people reached out to us and asked us for help, and we realized South Africa had no resources. I mean, it was clear as daylight. The letters just flooded in. So we actually started the center in South Africa first. And as you heard, that's been going, well, we didn't really, I'm lying. We started the center here before we started the center in the US, but we had already set up the foundation in the US yes. prior to that. So we started here 7 years ago in the US, about 3 years ago, the kids went into the first building, but that facility is so much better. We moved into an existing facility in South Africa because we just wanted to do something as quick as possible.
Yes, yes.
And resources were so much far less over here that anything that we did in South Africa made an impact. So we started and we brought licenses over from the US and for a program called Rethink Autism. And we started with just a couple of families. We worked it up to this 115 families that we're currently serving. But I'm very impatient. I don't think we're serving enough people and quick enough, because I was hoping, I think, that someone else would take up the reins in South Africa, would come and move along a little bit faster than they have. But there's been very little progress in the last 7 years in this country, which is sad. I think people's knowledge is better than it was, but there's not that much funds available yet. Insurance companies are still very reluctant. They won't pay for any treatment. But they'll come around, you know. I think the more we talk about it, then that's
and create awareness.
Even just awareness is so important, because the more people talk about it, the less, you know, knowledge is power.
Yes.
The less skepticism there is about it, and the more likely the government is to fund more of these projects. And without government backing, really, you have your back up against the wall. It's just an uphill battle all the time.
This is South Africa.
It's very important for us to try and reach as many people in as short a time as we can. So we've decided to bring some of our programming here by bringing some of our highly trained staff in the U.S. out to South Africa and training staff, parents, everyone that we can lay our hands on. And the goal is that we can go into public schools at some stage and help those, what we used to call when I was young, I don't even know what we refer to them in now, but the special needs classes. So that we can go and empower the teachers and the assistants in those classes so that they know what to do with these kids that they face every day.
Because they haven't had training really.
I think even in the US, the training for teachers is about a semester's worth. And I can imagine that it's not much more out here in South Africa. So we really want to train them and train first responders, police, ambulances, so that when they come across young adults or kids that are exhibiting behaviors that are extremely foreign to them, that they would know that these kids are not on drugs necessarily, but that they are on the spectrum and that they will treat them differently and know what to do. You know, that's been some of the hardest obstacles in South Africa, is to overcome superstition. And the only way we can do that, exactly the same with AIDS. We have all the superstition going around AIDS, where it's coming from, how to cure it. Mm. And with autism, it's not really about curing these kids, although when we started out, I always thought that's what we were trying to do, is cure our kids, but we're not. You know, we're just trying to create an environment for our children where they can show us their abilities and we can have people stop concentrating on their disabilities. And I think for anyone with a disability, that's what they're trying to achieve in life. And if we can come halfway with that, then we've reached our goals in life. You know, if we can change people's mindset about those that are different from us, don't try and make them like us. My word, what a boring life.
Yeah, if everyone was the same.
Exactly. So I find them so interesting. I sit for hours, not that they notice me, but just staring at how they react differently from us to different situations. And I sometimes wonder, was their reaction the better one in that situation? It's not always our reaction that is correct. But we've gotten so used to doing things a certain way. We're so stuck in a groove that these kids have come to wake us all up and show us what the other side looks like. What you know, even just for us as in our family, we get so caught up in results in the golf. How good is he playing? Is he making a birdie? What is your? And you come home and this little boy looks to you and all he wants is your love and your attention.
He doesn't care about the rest. Yeah.
If there was a birdie, a bogey, if you made money today, if you didn't, if you lost money on the stock market, if you invested in Steinhoff or not. But you know, they don't care. Yeah. Their needs, their joys teach us about what really matters in life. And I think maybe
and
that's
every kid
why
with autism is different, right?
Absolutely.
Everyone has a different personality, so it's not like a category that you can put someone in.
They have similarities, yet they are so individual, like we all are. And I think that's another thing, is that when we learn how to teach these kids that are so different from one another, we also understand how our typical kids cannot all learn in school in the same ways, because our personalities are all different. Maybe that's another reason why they were given to us, to show us that we need to respect each person and each individual for who they are and treat people differently. You kan nie almal onder dieselfde kam skeer nie, right? It's
exactly
a wonderful Afrikaans saying.
Yeah.
We should not judge everyone by the same boat. And that is probably the most important lesson that my child has taught me. And to appreciate the little things in life, you know, the small little steps of progress that's so important for them, that make us celebrate one step at a time, where before we just took it for granted.
And you're making huge steps with your foundation, so thank you for doing that, and thank you for hosting us this morning, and I wish you all the best here and in America.
Thank you so much.
And I'll share the details with the listeners, and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
What an amazing experience chatting to Liesl for so long. She is just so gentle and so kind and so passionate. I didn't even realize that they had an autistic son. And just her passion for trying to make a change is just absolutely phenomenal. So if you want to find out more about ELSE4 Autism Foundation, or you want to get involved, or you want to make a donation, please feel free to visit their website. It is www.ErnieElsCenter4autism.co.za. Or alternatively, you can visit my website, heatherhook.com, and click on the ELSE for Autism Foundation post. All the details are there as well if you want to get involved or you want to donate or anything along those lines. So absolutely amazing foundation, and amazing to see people trying to really trying to make a change in South Africa and internationally as well. Just a reminder, guys, if you have not got your tickets to see Collective Soul yet, they are going to be in South Africa on the 2nd of February. They're going to be at the Ticket Pro Dome with Lifehouse, and tickets are available on bigconcerts.co.za. So that is a concert not to be missed. I almost forgot to mention that earlier. So Collective Soul are going to be here in about 2 weeks' time. Yay, much excitement. So I mentioned that I've got some tickets to give away, and if you are in the business of winning tickets, then this is the one for you. First up, I've got a set of tickets to give away to see The Illusionists live in Joburg. So if you're into magic tricks, death defying stunts, and acts of breathtaking wonder, then this is for you. I have a set of tickets to give away to see The Illusionists direct from Broadway at Monte Cassino's Theatre on the 15th of February 2018 at 8 p.m. So please head on over to heatherhook.com. You need to click on the competitions tab, and you'll see all the competitions that are currently running there, so you can make sure to enter. So click on the competition that you want to enter, and then you need to comment at the bottom. So each one's got a different question. So if you want to enter to win The Illusionist, you need to click on The Illusionist tab. Any competitions that obviously say closed in front of them are closed, so don't enter those because you obviously won't be able to win. But The Illusionist is most certainly open, and I will be closing it within the next week, so make sure that you have entered. If you would like to win a double set of tickets to see the highly anticipated Color Purple, which is opening at Joburg Theatre towards the end of the month, I have two sets of double tickets to give away to two lucky listeners for the 8 p.m. show on Tuesday the 6th of February. Make sure to head on over to heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, and enter, and you could be going to see that performance of the Color Purple on the 6th of February. I also have a set of tickets to give away to see Andre, the hilarious hypnotist, live at Monte Cassino. If you want to go and have a good laugh, or you want to dare a friend or family member to get up on stage and go and get hypnotized by Andre, I have two sets of double tickets to give away for the Thursday, the 25th of January show at 8 p.m. at the Studio Theatre at Monte Cassino. So head on over to heatherhook.com and click on the competitions tab and do that. You could be a lucky winner. It's going to be loads of fun. Andre's also been around for about 20 years, so definitely not to be missed. And then last but not least, I have got five sets of tickets to give away to see Beatlemania on tour, and that is this Friday, the 19th of January. So five lucky listeners can win a set of double tickets to come through and join me. It is at the Theatre of Marcellus at Empress Palace, and it is a tribute show. It is going to be absolutely magical. You're going to listen to all your favorite hits like Hey Jude, Come Together, Yesterday, All You Need Is Love, Paperback Writer, Obladi, and many, many, many more. So again, if you want to win a set of tickets to come through this Friday, the 19th of January, for opening night of the Beatles on tour at the Theatre of Marcellus at Empress Palace, you need to head on over to heatherhook.com and click on the competitions tab. This competition will close on Thursday, the 18th of Jan, so you need to make sure that you are available on Friday night should you win the tickets. And that is it from me for this week. And I'm going to head off, and I'm going to get on with my day, and I'm going to leave you to get on with your day. Make sure you've entered the competitions. If you've got any questions or anything, please do feel free to get in contact with me. I am available on social media. So if you're on Twitter, I am Heather L. Hook. I'm also on Facebook as well, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. And I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And the website, as I have said, is heatherhook.com. And I'll be back with you next week. I hope that your day is absolutely fantastic. And I look forward to chatting to you soon. Lots of love. Bye. For more,
Visit www.nicheradio.co.za.